How do you get past family hurt or just hurt in general? At my big girl age, I'm still, you know, when you come to a stage in your life, right? You building your life, you coming to terms with the woman you are, in the woman you want to be, in creating some type of pathway while you accepting the woman that you are, in working on becoming the woman you hope to be. And along the way, you will meet all type of people, right? You will have the type of friends who that becomes family. You will have the kind of friends, people you just call friends, like not your good friends, not your besties, just friends. And of course, you will have your besties and you will have people you can count on, rely on. And it's almost like you become to a point where you just learn to just appreciate the people who show up in your life and decide, okay, I choose you. I want to be a good friend to you. I want to be a good partner to you. I want to be, and they come in and they, I want to say they never do anything that make you mad or hurt you, but that's never the intention. And you know that for a fact, the way people move about you lets you know how they feel about you. And over the years, I feel like I'm holding on to so much family hurt that I can't seem to get past and move on. And of course, it affects different aspects of my life. But because I have a very selective, small group of people in my life that I feel like they show up in my life and they've been about me. They've been about our friendship. They've been about showing up and really support each other while I will move mountains for them. They will move mountains for me. It kind of low-key have helped me, I wouldn't say forget my family hurt, but push it to the side to the point where, well, I have this person, I have that person that choose me from day one, have love me, prioritize me, and support me in any way they can. And it almost makes me feel like, okay, family are trash. Family, and I have so much family hurt from both my mom and my dad's side. And it's not just my parents specifically. It's like there's cousins, there's aunties, there's step-parents, step-family. That's just so much hurt, so much I've dealt with growing up as a teenager. And it's so hard to let go. And I have been thinking about these things as I am getting ready for this very important phase of my life. And I'm thinking about all the things, right? I'm thinking about my upbringing. I'm thinking about me becoming the woman that I'm going to need to be to welcome this phase of my life, because this next phase of my life is something I've wanted, something I've spent the last 3 years focusing on. Every single thing I've done is to lead me to this moment. So it wasn't a surprise like, oh my God, like you, this is happening to you. It's not happening to me. It's happening for me because it's something I've wanted. I've prayed for, I've put work in to eventually be in a space where I feel like I'm ready for it. And while I am beyond excited and ready for it, I can't wait to tell you guys this news on Friday, because now I can have more open conversation. But I thought about this topic because last night I was talking to my fiance, but something I need, and I had to reach out to a family member to get it. And I've been thinking about it all day, and I don't want to reach out to that person. And I have to, it's a must. And it's currently 4:30 and I haven't reached out, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm gonna push it for tomorrow. I can't keep pushing it back. I decided, okay, well, if I don't reach out to them this week, I'm gonna have to reach out to them. If I don't reach out to them today, I'm putting myself on a on a window, I have to reach out to them between today, tomorrow, and Friday. So I'm not going to let the week end before I reach out to them. But I can't just call them and be like, hey, I need this. Do you have that? I have to have conversations. I have to, you know, tell them what's going on with me and share my news. And just the thought of having conversations with my family alone just make me so uneasy. And over the years, it's just been so easy to just out of sight, out of mind. I moved to a whole state to pretty much tell my family, you can kiss my ass. Like, I don't have, now I'm grown, now I'm an adult. I don't have to deal with you. People always say, oh, family is this. No, I have not have a good experience with my family, with family altogether from the time I was little to the time now. It's been hurt. It's been abused. It's been, and it make me feel like family are the people that's supposed to love you, support you, protect you, provide and do all those things. And while, you know, they say our parents and our elders, they did what they knew, like what they did the best, right? But sometimes your best is not always right. It's not enough when you're raising children. Sometimes your children need a little more than your best. And we're not talking about financially. That's one thing. Financially, your best is your best. Like if all you can do is put a roof over our head and feed us, that's one thing. But emotional support, protection, oh my God, protecting your kids are so important. And the last couple of months, the last 4 or 5 months, all I've been thinking about is this next phase of my life. And I know before I enter this phase of my life, I have a feeling I really have to open at least a window to have a little more conversations with my family, a little more understanding from their point of view to help me get ready for this next phase of my life. But you guys, I'm not going to lie. The thought of it make me want to, like, last night I was talking to my fiance, and of course, I mean, this man and I, we've only been together for 6 months, like really 6 months. In 6 months, we engaged, and we are having go in depth with my family. And in the past, in a relationship where it was only one person I've dated, and I went in depth a little more about, not a little more, I actually told him exactly my issues with my family, the things that was done to me, the things that, how I was unprotected, how I was pretty much, you know, abused in the hand of family members multiple times. And I shared so much with that person at the time, I thought was the love of my life. And I feel like the information was used against me when we were not seeing eye to eye. It was brought up in a way to hurt me. And it's been so many years, and I have not been able to open up and share about that part of my life with anyone else. And not to say, I mean, I don't want to say I don't feel safe with my fiance, because he definitely have made me feel safe with him, but I'm not ready. I'm not ready to dive into some of the things that I have not been able to even speak out loud to anyone, almost anyone. It's even to myself sometimes. I feel like, you ever hear people say, it's like if you don't talk about it, you push it to the back burner. It's like it didn't happen. I feel like that's what I've done. I've pushed that level of hurt and I just put it in a box and I covered the box and forget it. And it's like, to me, in my mind, none of it happened. And I'm just going to go ahead and move on. Like, you stay where you are. I'm going to stay where I am. I'm in Georgia. Like, most of my family are in Florida. Some of them are in different places, but most of them are in Florida. And I have not one piece of family member in the state of Georgia. So my point is, I would love to know, how do people get, I wouldn't say get over, how do you work through those things? And don't say therapy. Therapy is not something that I feel like helped me. I have been to therapy. I've seen a few therapists. I've tried 3 different therapists. I don't know if therapy is the answer for me. I think I'm more of a, let me tell you the type of self-work I like to do that I feel like work for me more. One, I like to have conversations, real in-depth conversations with people that are level-headed, with people that know what they want, people that understand life, people that's on the same mission as me, but that probably already reach a higher level mentally than I have, right? I have to have a better conversations with God. I like to read articles. There was a phase I was working on myself and I was working so hard on myself. And I used to sit on Psychology Today all day, reading articles, reading about different things, how to control your anger. Like, I used to be very angry. Like, I've learned how to control my anger. I've learned how to say less when I'm mad. I've learned to be calm in all things. I'm still learning patience, but I'm so much better. And I feel like I've more like reading an article or listening to a podcast. Like, I used to listen to Therapy for Black Girls. Those conversations have helped me. Like, oh my God, those conversations on Therapy for Black Girls have definitely shaped my mindset and brought me where I am now, and that I can be ready for every phase of my life. That's the type of help, that self-help, self-improvement I like to do. Sitting in a room, talking to a person, or even virtual, because my therapists, they were virtual. I don't know. It doesn't help me at all. Like, I feel like it's just random conversations. And even if we're talking about something specific, I didn't feel like it worked for me. So I've done I prefer to do self-therapy or just having conversations, reading and listening. Those help me a lot. I mean, I've come a long way. Listen, the old me was ready to pop off at any minute, any second about anything. And I'm learning, like I've been saying, this phase of my life I'm entering is going to need me a lot of clarity. I have to be even super clear of who I am and what I want. I have to be 10 times more clear as I enter the next phase of my life. And I need a lot. I need to be calm. I need to be calm. I need to be patient, because life is gonna be testing me. So I just wanted to come here and share this with you guys and just sit here and talk. And I feel like just getting on this podcast, it doesn't have to be every day, but every time I feel like I want to have a conversation, getting on here and just talk is definitely slowly becoming a little bit like going to therapy. Because when I say things out loud, it make me realize, you know, like, oh, you still feel like this. Because after I had the conversation with my fiance last night, and I couldn't go in depth into how I really, really feel. And I just kept telling him, we going to talk. One day, I will definitely, sooner rather than later, I will definitely have a more in-depth conversation with you. And I will definitely have plans to have that conversation with him before the end of this year. So pray for me. Wish me luck. I guess, snap out of it. Trying to make some tough big girl decisions and maybe have more conversation with my family. When I talk to you guys on Friday, you will see what I'm talking about. All right, that's it. I'm done running my mouth. You guys have an amazing Wednesday. And I never want to say I will talk to you guys tomorrow, because this is not an everyday podcast. I've just been lately been posting every day since I started back. So thank you for listening. I will see you, talk to you soon, all right? Of course, I am Princess on all the social media platforms. Let's connect. All right? Bye.